Hi, this is Paul Mason, and because Morris is not doing any readings yet, and because I've got the same kind of accent, and in fact grew up very near where he grew up, I'm going to do a reading of the first page of Morris's autobiography. My childhood is streets upon streets upon streets upon streets. Streets to define you and streets to confine you, with no sign of motorway, freeway or highway. Somewhere beyond lies the treat of the countryside for hourless days when rains and rains lift, permitting us to be amongst people who live surrounded by space and are irked by our faces. Until then, we live in forgotten, Victorian, knife-plunging Manchester, where everything lies wherever it was left over 100 years ago. The safe streets are dimly lit, the others not lit at all, but both represent a danger that you're asking for should you find yourself out there once curtains have closed for tea. Past places of dread, we walk in the centre of the road, looking up at the torn wallpapers of brownie blacks and purples as the mournful remains of derelict shoulder-to-shoulder houses, their safety now replaced by trepidation. Local kids ransack empty houses, and small and wide-eyed I join them, balancing across exposed beams and racing into wet black cellars, underground cavities where murder and sex and self-destruction seep from cracks of local stone and shifting brickwork, where aborted babies found deathly peace instead of unforgiving life. Half felled by the local council, houses are then left slowly crumbling and become croft waste ground for children to find new excitements with no lights for miles.